Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, you don't say that.
I just didn't like how she came at me.
Hey, man, I should know better.
Hot Cheetos and chocolate.
I love Miracle Whip.
That's disgusting.
You don't like whipped cream?
What in the Gemini is happening with you?
All right, live 101.5 Morning Mess. Special guest, appreciate the pit stop. We got Knox here.
Dude,
man.
Thank you for having me, bro. I'm stoked. Thank you.
I was telling you before that I saw you when you came through. You were opening up for Nightly, which is like one of my favorite bands.
Same.
And you have pretty similar music, I would say,
to
Nightly. So that was a good little pairing that you had.
Yeah.
What was your, let's start with your first impression. Was that your first time on tour in Phoenix?
No, I actually did Valley Bar at the end of 2022. I went on tour with this band called Bill Murray. One word. If you haven't heard of them, you got to check them out. They're so sick. But yeah, I went and I played Valley Bar with them. So that was the first time. And the second time was with Nightly. But yeah, dude, it was awesome, man. Nightly, they're like Nashville based.
Yeah.
And so they've been like big inspiration for a couple years. So now I get to like call them homies, which is pretty wild. But yeah, they're awesome, man. I love those dudes.
All right. Give me the impression of Phoenix, because, you know, I've lived in some music towns, and I'm sure, you know, as you've traveled and toured, you kind of see the difference in crowds. You can tell which crowds love music.
Yeah.
You can tell which fan base and what city really rocks with you.
Yeah.
Give me the honest Phoenix grade.
Dude, honestly, Phoenix is one of my favorite places, and I just like love this city. Like, it's like a really clean place. Like, it's awesome, dude. I love it. And so, it was the third time being there, and the first time headlining. And so, yeah, it was wild, man. I mean, anywhere that you play your first ever headline show and it sells out is like, dude, so sick. And so, yeah, the energy was wild, and I think people had a good time. I mean, they said they did.
Doesn't matter. You got the bag.
Yeah, right. Yes, sir.
Well, I mean, we also just hosted the NCAA Final Four.
That is true. You guys did, didn't you?
Were you bummed? You didn't make it out here for that, I'm assuming.
No, dude. And I'm a diehard Kentucky fan, so I don't need to say anything else.
Yeah,
I don't think.
Fucked up everybody's bracket.
Dude.
Who'd you have winning? Who'd you have in your bracket?
Oh, Kentucky, dude. I can't, as big of a diehard as I am, like, every time I fill out a bracket, like, it always makes sense to me. They're like, oh no, Kentucky's going to win this year. Like, this is the year. Like, I can't fill out a bracket and not have Kentucky. Cause in my mind, I am so delusional that like, I'm like, no, this makes sense. Like, they're not going to lose to these guys. And then I was watching them lose to Oakland and Benton, Arkansas, yeah, dude. It was crazy. I was at a Buffalo Wild Wings in Benton, Arkansas. Never heard of this place. It's day one of March Madness. I walk into this beat ups. Every single TV has the Arkansas baseball game on. And I'm like, it is day one of March Madness. What are we doing? So I walked in and I was already like hot. I was like, we don't have any March Madness on. And so I had to ask them to turn on the game. And then it was like all these Arkansas baseball fans.
Yeah.
And I'm like yelling at the because I like have no self-control when it comes to Kentucky basketball. And so I'm like yelling and all these like old dudes are yelling back at me, like, you know, tell me to shut up and stuff. And then they lost. And so walking out of there was not enjoyable.
Well, first of all, they sell like their high school, you know, favorite players jerseys in like the Walmarts,
right.
Number one.
Yep.
I could totally relate to that. I remember living in Boston and like someone had just won the NBA finals and they had the local news on. So yep. I could totally relate. Yep. Like if it's not their shit, they're not going to play.
Right. Well, and then they went and stole the head coach, which is even worse. So, you
right.
know, so.
Oh, so you're super salty at Arkansas.
I don't love
so many levels.
Don't love them right now. Gotta be honest. I don't love them.
Are they on the tour stop by any chance?
We're doing a tour in July.
Okay.
And they might be on there, but if they are, I ain't gonna be there, bro. I'm out. Yeah. So Arkansas,
you're a sports
sorry.
Fan. Yeah, you're salty. That's what I am, like bro. About
I'm
already.
Like, I am a sports fan for especially Kentucky basketball. I get pretty bitter.
I understand. I'm right in that same boat with you. I kind of want to reverse track a little bit and just, you know, first of all, congratulate you on selling out Valley Bar. That's super
thanks,
dope.
Bro. Thank you.
Do you celebrate those kind of big wins or like what is your celebration ritual when it comes to like an achievement like that?
Dude, I don't know. I don't know if celebrate is the right way to put it, but it is definitely like, it's just one of those things. Like, you know, I feel like as an artist and as somebody who's growing, you have like certain things that you want to check off your like list. Mm-hmm. And like selling out your first headline tour is one of those boxes. You know what I mean? So it's just like, it's like right in the middle of all of the things that you want to do. And so it's just another kind of stepping stone. And man, it's awesome, bro. I mean, it's also one of those things where never in a million years, like I never even thought I'd be an artist. And so let alone to like kind of accidentally fall into this. And then everything's kind of going the way that it is. And to sell out, we just finished, or we have two more shows of the headline tour. We will have done 16 and we sold out every single one of them, like in the first week that tickets went live. Like, so, yeah, it's just like, it's amazing, bro. I'm like so grateful and so stoked. It's like really mind blowing to see. But I got other goals and other boxes I'm trying to check.
Give them to me, bro. I mean, it was a perfect segue. What are the big goals?
I mean, dude, to be honest, it's just like, so right now me and my boys, we have the guys that I play with, we have a goal. So we've never done a headline show ever that we haven't sold out. And so it's to continue. We don't ever want to do a headline show that's not sold out. So that's like one of the goals. And then, honestly, just to like keep everything, like we don't want to plateau. We want everything to just keep getting bigger and bigger. And I have some like cool surprises this year that I'm stoked to like share with the world. Mm-hmm. I can't talk about them yet. Maybe when the cameras turn off,
bring
we
it
can
up.
Chat.
What a gigantic waste of time.
Yeah, right. I'm just trying to get them hyped. You know what I'm saying? It's totally. Like, trust me, I got stuff coming. But yeah, 2024 is going to be dope, dude. I'm really excited.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That's fire, man.
Thanks,
congratulations,
man.
To you.
Thank you, bro.
And I'm curious how you accidentally fall into this. Can you explain how you accidentally fall into this?
Yes. So, I moved to Nashville to be a songwriter. Like, I just, I've always wanted to write songs. Like, I write all of, like, every song that's out, I write all of them. And I moved there to just do that. Like, I just, you know, dude, I'm a bucktooth redheaded ginge. Like, I don't exactly scream like superstar, you know what I mean?
What? You know, Ed just, Sheeran?
Yeah, but exactly, Ed Sheeran. Like, he is that, you know what I mean? And yeah. So it just never felt like something, like, I was always just like, man, as long as I can wake up every day and go to a studio and make music, that's all I wanted to do. And so I moved to Nashville, wrote a couple songs for some artists that you know, either got them signed or did really well on TikTok. And so I got signed as a staff writer to this company called Riverhouse. It's like under Sony. I'm still signed with them. They're the best. And so I was signed as a staff writer. Right when I signed, I had a friend who was a producer, and I was like, hey, I have these songs that I wrote on acoustic guitar. I want to make demos and get them pitched to these other artists that I've already been working with. And so I went up to Columbus, Ohio, recorded the 7 songs in my buddy's basement. And when I brought them back to my publishers, they like literally laughed in my face and were like, you're not giving these to anybody. They were like, you're just going to put these out. They were like, that would be dumb.
Wow.
And I'm not gonna lie. I was pretty like, I don't know. I didn't really want to do it. Like, I was this close to deleting my
scared?
Social media.
Is that, what are you like?
No, I just like, dude, there's a lot that comes with being an artist, you know? And I just didn't know if I was like prepared for that kind of lifestyle. You know what I mean? Like, I just, like I said, I was always just the guy behind the scenes, and I really loved doing that. And so they were like, I was like, man, like, I don't know. And they were like, well, let's just put out one. And if it does well, we'll put out another one. And if it doesn't, you're good. We don't have to put out anymore. And so, I put out one, and like the 4th video I ever put on TikTok, it did like 3 million views, and I was
shout
like
out to the algorithm. One
yeah,
time.
Yeah, yeah.
TikTok for, gods, good you. Looks, good
thank
looks.
yeah, and so like, and from there, it just like completely snowballed, like completely out of control. I mean, now I'm on this radio show talking to you. Like, it's crazy, right?
Look
it's,
at the blessing. We clip that.
Clip it up.
Yeah, it's a highlight reel.
Yeah, but it's like wild. So it just kind of snowballed. And even when it happened at first, I was like, oh, okay, this is cool. Like, you know, I'm gonna put out music, but I never thought it would get to like this, you know what I mean? Like, now it's like beyond. So every day, I feel like every day I just get my mind blown more and more, where I'm like, you know, we're like doing Lollapalooza, and I'm like,
insane, man.
Yeah. And it's like main stage. It's like, I was there as a fan watching 1975 last year, and it's at the point now where it's like, of course we're playing Lollapalooza. Like, we're doing another show with like Doja Cat, and it's like, what is going on, bro? It's so funny.
Were you trying to team me up for the 1975 thing? Is that what you were trying to do? You were trying to lead me there?
Dude, no, but I mean, if it works, it works. Let's run it.
Let's just go down that river. Where is that girl right now,
dude,
that was talking that shit to
no
you?
No idea, brother. I took a fat L that night, and the conversation lasted about 30 seconds, maybe. Yeah. It was very...
Not a fat L at all, man. It was a big
well,
record.
Yeah, it turned,
in,
turned into a, to a W. It was funny though. Yeah, I told somebody that I was, you know, you tell
a
people
songwriter.
Yeah, well, you tell somebody you're a musician, and they're like, oh yeah, I bet you are, dude. Mm. And I was like, no, dude, I'm like signed to Atlantic Records, like, sick. And then they were like, well, you'll never be Matty Healy. And I thought that was so funny, because most of the time people compare me to Ed Sheeran. So I was like, okay, this is a creative way of...
I made that mistake.
No, that's okay. I love it, dude. I love Ed Sheeran.
All right. Well, I do want to dive into, I mean, that's really dope. I mean,
thanks,
like,
bro.
She's just on the side, bro.
Yeah. Right.
Let's talk about the song that you got coming out tomorrow. Well, I guess whenever this drops,
yeah.
Talk about the new record. Do you have a beef with TikTok right now? Were they muting your stuff?
Well,
is
I did.
Going on?
And then I made that video and then it got unmuted magically.
Okay.
So, but dude, it's so weird because like, not the 1975 is muted on TikTok, but it's so weird because there's a, there's a sound that's being used, and everybody on TikTok can use it except for me. I post it and it gets muted. It makes no,
just you
makes no sense to me at all. We're still trying to figure out, but I guess, you know, with all the stuff with like Universal and, you know, and those whole things, I guess one of my buddies that I wrote the song with, his publishing used to be under Universal. So,
business.
You know, just business stuff.
I'm curious, as like, I'm getting to know you, this is our first time meeting, how would your friends describe who you are? Like, did they see you like taking that artist route where you're going on your headlining tour? Because you're saying you're more of a behind the scenes guy.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is going on?
Yes. Okay. They're all like, everybody, like, they think it's hilarious. Because it kind of is.
Those are how you know you got your good friends.
Yeah, especially like my girlfriend, dude, because I'm like the world's like, listen, bro, I am not cool at all.
You got to stop that shit, man. You got to start having some swagger.
Bro, I'm telling you, like, I'm going to get home from doing this tour and doing this, and I'm going to play Fortnite for 48 hours. I have a couple Lego sets I'm going to build. I'm going to watch Breaking Bad in my Scooby-Doo PJs, like hang out with my dog. You know, I'm like... probably watch the Marvel movies again, like, you know, and so it's funny, like, she always makes fun of me because she knows that version of me where I'm like just like an idiot, dude. But then like she will come out to these shows and it's like these people that are like freaking out that I'm there, and it's like, it's so cool, man. I love it. But it's just funny, all my friends are like, bro, what is going on?
Did she look at you and go, who was that?
She says like, coming to a show, it's like seeing a whole new person on stage. It's like, that's not the guy that hasn't showered in 3 days and been playing video games with his friends.
What are you saying? You're pitching yourself as like a disgusting nerd, man.
Dude, I'm like, I kind of am, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, I put it on.
You're authentic, dog. You're authentic to yourself.
Yeah, dude. I mean, like, bro, that's the one thing is like, I refuse to, you know, I kind of started doing this and then like, people were like, okay, we need to get you like a stylist for tour. And I was like, No. I was like, we're not doing that, bro. I'm going to wear, like, I got this shirt at Walmart. Like, I'm like, I'm going to keep it. Cause I think that's like part of the appeal, dude, is like, I feel like you can tell when someone is not being genuine, mm-hmm. like, especially on social media and stuff. And so it's like, dude, being exactly who I am has got me this far and it's working. And like, I'm not going to change that. Anytime soon, you know,
and you shouldn't, man, because I think that's what gravitates the people towards.
Yeah,
you're just a normal guy.
Yeah, you know what
I mean, that just has a good talent, a great talent.
Yeah, dude, I want anybody that is a fan of my music, and if they're thinking about making music and want to make music, like, I want people to look at me and be like, oh, if he can do that, I can do that. Because that's how I like thought about, you know, like people like Ed Sheeran. Like, I was on the Ed Sheeran train like so early, and like, but that was what made me. I was just like, man, I feel like if I picked up a guitar, like I could write songs like that and I could play like that. And so, yeah, I want people that listen to my music to have that same reaction and feeling.
Fire. Before I get you out of here, I do want to ask you, if you weren't a musician, what would you be doing?
Dude, that's a good question. I was in school for education. I was going to be like a teacher, bro.
Idiot, man. I went to school for education and I have my degree in teaching and it got me nowhere.
Really? You made it all the way through?
Yeah.
Dude, I made it through half a semester. So hats off to you, bro. I couldn't do it.
I should not have.
Yeah.
I'm just letting you know right now. If it wasn't ASU, if it was anywhere but ASU, with respect.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I...
Yeah.
No chance.
So that's where you went? You went to Arizona State?
I went to ASU, yeah, and I got my teaching degree. Gigantic waste of time. What grade would you teach?
I mean, I probably would have been like a middle school or high school. What I probably would have done is been like a high school or middle school teacher and then tried to be the head basketball coach. That, like,
because I know you're a hooper.
Yeah.
So what subject? You wouldn't be a PE teacher, would you?
No, dude. I was going to say
Legos, Fortnite, PE teacher.
I'd probably be like, probably history, dude.
History,
I'd be like,
okay,
hey, here's a movie from the, you know, National Geographic.
Yeah.
Take notes. And then I'd sit there and probably like, you know, play iPhone games the whole time.
I love movie day, man.
Right. Exactly.
Movie day is the best.
I would have been the best teacher. Everybody would have loved me for sure. Cause it would have been a great class to have because we would have been chilling.
You never know, man. You could just, if you're a normal guy, bro,
right?
You just headline tour during the summer and then you can pick up during the school.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, bro.
Well, thank you so much for coming through, man. I'm glad Phoenix put on for you. Promote the single, promote the things that you said where you were going to keep a secret.
Yeah. Well, dude, I have a song coming out tonight. It's called Change Your Mind. I'm super stoked. And then, I got this song that y'all keep playing called Not the 1975, and I appreciate y'all for that, man. So if you guys haven't heard it, go check it out. And if you have, thank you for listening. And if you're new to me and my music, dude, just stick around. We have a good year coming. It's going to be really fun. So
I fucks with you, man.
Thanks, bro.
Congratulations. Keep doing your thing. Knox, everybody.
Thanks,
Live 101.5. Morning Mess.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.